Well, one of the great NCAA men's championship games came down to one last shot, and Chris Jenkins seized the moment last night as the Villanova junior forward canned the game-winning three-pointer at the buzzer to send Nova to its second national championship with a heart-stopping 77-74 victory over top seed North Carolina. Jenkins said afterward that he believes every shot he takes is good, and this one was no different. There's something about playing in an NCAA title game that brings out the best in Villanova. The second-seeded Wildcats erased a five-point halftime deficit to win their first national championship in 31 years. It may not have been as flawless as Villanova's upset of Georgetown in 1985 or its 44-point semifinal dismantling of Oklahoma on Saturday, but the Wildcats were poised and plenty good enough to deny North Carolina its sixth national title. North Carolina's Marcus Page had just tied the game with an off-balance three-pointer with 4.3 seconds left, but Ryan Archidiakono got the inbounds pass and got it up to midcourt quickly and then fed Jenkins for the winning basket. Phil Booth led Villanova with 20 points. Archidiakono scored 16 and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. Jenkins added 14 but owns the three-pointer that will forever go into Villanova basketball lore. As Nova coach Jay Wright said of Jenkins' winning shot, Chris lives for that moment. Well, Jay Wright may still be the best-dressed coach in college basketball. Now he has a national championship to go along with those expensive suits. Not since North Carolina State's Jim Valvano ran around looking for someone to hug after his Wolfpack pulled off a miracle finish in 1983 as a coach enjoyed ending a season like this. Chris Jenkins' three-pointers swished as time expired, and Wright joins the list of coaches with one title, something that seemed far from his grasp the last few years. Wright just completed his 15th season at Villanova. He reached the Final Four in 2009. Now Wright is no longer just a regular season coach with Big East titles. He has a national championship. Wright says just to see their eyes, to see their satisfaction and their enjoyment, there's no better feeling in the world for a coach or a parent. North Carolina's Roy Williams, the coach whose season ended when Jenkins' shot went through, had a chance to become just the sixth man to win three national championships. Instead, he'll remain tied with his mentor and former boss Dean Smith with two titles. Well, Duke freshman Brandon Ingram says he's had enough of college basketball. He's headed to the NBA draft. A school spokesman says Ingram is hiring an agent and is looking for a career as a pro. Ingram is the seventh Duke freshman since 2011 to head to the NBA, a run that started with eventual NBA Rookie of the Year Kyrie Irving and continued last year when three freshmen made the jump after winning the program's fifth national title. Arizona guard Alonzo Trier is returning for his sophomore season. The talented 6'6" guard was projected as a late first-round pick in the upcoming NBA draft, but he opted to stay at Arizona. Well, former NBA stars Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson head the 2016 class at the Basketball Hall of Fame. They're joined by longtime Michigan State coach Tom Izzo, Chinese NBA star Yao Ming, Cheryl Swoops, and Jerry Reinsdorf. O'Neal was the top overall pick in the 1992 draft and was a 15-time All-Star who was the NBA MVP in 2000 and a three-time NBA Finals MVP. Iverson was an 11-time NBA All-Star who was named Rookie of the Year in 1996-97. Izzo led the Spartans to the national championship in 2000 and has taken his team to the Final Four seven times. Swoops helped Texas Tech to a national title and was a three-time WNBA MVP and won three Olympic gold medals. Yao was the overall top pick in the 2002 draft and was an eight-time NBA All-Star for the Houston Rockets, while Reinsdorf has been owner of the Chicago Bulls for more than two decades. Well, to baseball now, where Denard Spann had quite a debut for the Giants in their 12-3 win over Milwaukee. The offseason acquisition homered and drove in five runs in the season opener. He hit a three-run homer with two outs in the eighth inning, and Joe Panik and Buster Posey followed with home runs off of Ariel Pena. Madison Bumgarner picked up the win despite being under the weather. Elsewhere, new Washington second baseman Daniel Murphy homered and lined an opposite field RBI double in the 10th inning to give the Nationals a come-from-behind 4-3 win over Atlanta in the opener for both of those teams. Zach Greinke had a rough debut for his new team as the Arizona Diamondbacks, as Greinke allowed three home runs for the first time since 2009 as Colorado Rockies beat them 10-5. Cole Hamels handed Felix Hernandez his first opening day loss, and the Texas Rangers managed to win with just one hit, beating the Seattle Mariners 3-2. The L.A. Dodgers routed San Diego 15-0 as Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw went seven innings of one-hit ball, striking out nine. Zach Cozart had three hits and drove in the tying run with a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning, and Joey Votto followed with a bases-loaded single, sending Cincinnati to a 6-2 win over Philadelphia. Matt Wieters delivered the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth, give Baltimore a 3-2 win over Minnesota. Also, the Chicago White Sox were... Chris Sale struck out 8 as the Chicago White Sox beat the Oakland Athletics 4-3 yesterday. The Chicago Cubs blanked the LA Angels 9-0 as Jake Arrieta gave up 2 hits over 7 dominant innings. Josh Donaldson, Michael Saunders, and Josh Tolley homered to help R.A. Dickey and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3. And bad weather forced the postponement of 2 day games. Cleveland's home opener against Boston has been rescheduled for today. Same goes for the Yankees' home opener against Houston. St. Louis Cardinals announced yesterday that outfielder Tommy Pham has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with an oblique strain, and that the team will recall rookie Almeidis Diaz from AAA Memphis prior to tonight's game against the Pirates. Diaz batted .265 with 5 RBIs in 15 games in the spring. Well, a popular summer pastime for many Iowans will have a little different look this season. Officials with many minor and Major League Baseball teams, in the interest of fan safety, have installed more safety netting around their ballparks. At Principal Park in Des Moines, the home of the Iowa Cubs, the netting behind home plate now extends down to the ends of the first and third base dugouts. Iowa Cubs assistant general manager Nate Toit says more fans are distracted these days by their cell phones and other handheld devices, so they're not always watching for foul balls or bats flying into the stands.
We're constantly, you know, reminding fans to come follow the Iowa Cubs on Twitter or check us out on Facebook or go to iowacubs.com, you know, those types of things. And if we're asking fans to engage with the Iowa Cubs on social media, and that involves looking down at your phone, then the least that we can do is try to protect them as much as we can.
Some baseball fans might not like the slightly obstructed view of the playing field, but Toit believes they'll get used to watching the game through the netting.
You know, they'll notice it. I think especially the fans that have had season tickets in the area of the ballpark for several years, even decades. I think it'll take, you know, 4, 5, 6 games or so for the fans to get acclimated to the net.
Iowa Cubs open up their 2016 season against Round Rock Thursday at 3 p.m. at Principal Park in Des Moines. And Fred Couples has pulled out of the Masters this week because of acute back pain. It'll be the first Masters the 1992 winner will miss since 1994. His career has been slowed by back problems the last couple of decades. The 56-year-old Couples says the recent pain has been too much for him to prepare or to compete. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.